Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have talked about the torture memo. I guess not really a memo. Torture report. 500-some pages with some pretty horrifying revelations, which many people just don't seem to care about. We had a guy call in the last hour saying that, he's talked to all kinds of people in his life. They're mostly conservative types. And they are just... They just do not care about the fact that the United States has tortured. They embrace it. As one guy called earlier, and to the guy who called earlier's credit, he kind of changed his mind as we had the discussion about it. But his initial viewpoint was, well, hey, you know, they've been arrested. They've been taken into custody by the government, and you got to give the government the benefit of the doubt. You know, these guys are terrorists. Torture them.
Well, let the government give Ross Ulbricht the benefit of the doubt and, all these other 2.25 million people in their prisons.
Yeah, so if you want to talk about torture, you certainly can. I think it's horrifying, and we talked about it in great detail last night, by
usually,
the way.
When you're talking to somebody about torture and they support the torture, they're going to be the conservative type, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, with the conservative types, you have to take the tack of talking to them about the efficiency of government. Because conservatives generally are going to say the government is an inefficient organization. They have a blind spot, usually, for government bureaucrats that carry guns. And when they have that, you've got to point out that, look, government doesn't get efficient when you arm them. That's ludicrous. Yeah. That is a fallacious point of view. And usually the vapor will quickly, we understand it's, when the IRS comes after you or whatever, that welfare can't figure out that half of its participants are committing fraud, but that somehow the United States military, half of the people that they've snatched up for, terrorism or whatever they're claiming, those people are clearly guilty.
Yeah, I don't see that fog getting lifted when I talk to those people frequently at all.
You
maybe I'm
mean
doing
to them,
it wrong.
And mean people don't change. When you're mean to people, that doesn't change their mind.
But there's a reason
for
that
people.
I became mean, Mark. You understand, right? Like, I was a decent human being once upon a time,
really?
And then I started talking to these lunatics, and I was like, all right, that's it. I'm done. I hate you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for not actually calling them what you might have called them.
When in doubt, leave it out,
yeah.
Right, Ian?
Right.
Yeah.
S-bag. F you, that certainly doesn't encourage people to listen to what it is that you have to say. But I can understand the source of your frustration.
I tell this to my wife on a relatively regular basis when
call her an S bag
when she takes this tone with me, and it's just that look. I may be wrong and I may be stupid, but stupid people don't listen to you more when you treat them like they're morons.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they just get angry.
Do you have any idea how many... Go read the comments on my blog. People hate me so much, but they read my blog every single day just to have something to complain about. This is why people are terrible, right? Like, they want to be angry and miserable, and there's so many of them out there, and I just give them exactly what they're looking for.
Well, now some of the police are angry and miserable because the game is up for them. A lot of people in the United States are getting turned on to the violence of the police, and it's not just the last 2 weeks. It's just come to a head in the last couple of weeks with the whole Ferguson thing and then the Eric Garner as well, which was clearly a much more obvious bad cop situation. Like, there's no doubt the Eric Garner situation was horrifying and terrible on the part of the police, unlike Ferguson, where there's some differing opinions about what actually happened.
Right. But, pretty much when you strangle a man on the streets of Manhattan in front of a camera, because he was selling cigarettes, there's a little bit less doubt there.
you know, but of course,
it's been going on forever.
I mean, our liberal friends are all concerned about race instead of taxation or the authority of the state. They're just like, hey, Black Lives Matter. And I'm like, well, I don't disagree with that premise, but maybe that's not the issue.
Yeah, the issue is the violence against peaceful people, and that's been going on for a long time. And throughout all of these iterations of police, you know, getting away with murder and arson and rape and, you know, on and on and on, what, you know, the stuff they can get away with. Usually, of course, they're investigated by their own people and then they're given a clean bill of sale or whatever, bill of health, and released back into the world to do more violence.
I think the next time, like, I get accused of something, I want you guys to investigate me, like, instead of the police department, and then we'll just make sure that I'm, held accountable that way.
And so throughout,
I'm going to need a payoff.
All of this violence, throughout all of the continued violence by many police agents, there have been those who've been making excuses for them and have been supporting the police. And, you know, they still are out there. I mean, the guy in the Ferguson situation got a $500,000 from police supporters, from what I understand, enough to where he said, screw this, I'm retiring right now.
The best thing that ever happened to him.
Pretty much. But things are starting to change for the police and how they are treated and how they are not respected anymore by people. And Lieutenant Daniel Furseth has a few things to say about it. Chris Campbell, you brought in this story from NYCFireWire.com, apparently some sort of police website.
Yeah, it's some sort of police and firefighter blog, apparently, and it was actually given to me by a reader, and I'll probably write a rather scathing response to this at ChristopherCantwell.com, so if you go over there, you go to ChristopherCantwell.com/subscribe, then you'll get notified when I do write the response. But I wanted to bring this to Free Talk Live. I had just seen it right as I was on my way over here, and I thought that this was just gold. So starts off, he says, today I stopped caring about my fellow man. I stopped caring about my community, my neighbors, and those I serve. I stopped caring today because a once noble profession has become despised, hated, distrusted, and mostly unwanted. I stopped caring today because parents refuse to teach their kids right from wrong and blame us when they are caught breaking the law. I stopped
caring. That's right. It's the parents' fault is why things are so bad today and that people don't respect the police. If parents would only teach their kids better, then the cops would be respected.
I would say that to some extent it's the law, right? Like, I was taught to understand that, you know, to respect the law. But at some point, when you write enough laws, then everybody breaks them.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had police officers call this show and say that they can go into anybody's car and anybody's home and find a reason to arrest them.
Absolutely.
If that's what they want to do. So I think that the problem is that we have too many laws. Not the law enforcers so much, but if they had far fewer laws, you know, just clear ones that people could, to know what was going on, none of this stuff where there has no victim.
Right.
People wouldn't have the problem with police they do.
I don't actually disagree with the guy that a lot of this comes from the parents. I mean, it's not that they should be teaching the kids to respect the police. They should teach the kids to be responsible and think for themselves instead of sending them off to government education camps, or they call them public schools, or prisons. I think that that's, you know, largely responsible for all of that. But
I think that's true. I mean, it's certainly the parents' responsibility to do the best they can for the kids, and sending your kids to government school isn't doing the best you can.
Yeah, if you send the government to raise your children, just don't be surprised if graduate school is in the back of a police car.
Mm.
So he continues, I stopped caring today because parents tell their little kids to be good or, to quote, the police will take you away, embedding a fear from year one.
You know, that's a really great point, Cantwell, is that the vast majority of people that are in prison, the government had them for a decade in their schools before that. So, like, you know, you're claiming that people are, that the parents didn't do a good enough job, but let's not forget where the kids spent half of their waking hours in the hands of the state. So
some of them even more, the ones that were actually like in foster care or that were actually in the state care.
There are a lot that go to school early for early breakfast too, and so there's that, you know, early free breakfast. So, you know, I mean, at what point does it begin? How many hours a day does the government need to have your kid before it's finally their stinking responsibility? I mean, we love to pass it off on the parents, and I think that I genuinely think that is, has a large part to do with the parents. But, you know, why does the government get a pass in this? Why does this state paycheck receiving bureaucrat get to point his finger at parents and say it's their fault when his fellow bureaucrats had control of their kids half the day, every weekday?
Well, because it's the same thing. It's the same thing like we were talking about our conservative friends earlier. Like, law enforcement just thinks that they're this completely different class of bureaucrat, right? Like, they don't.
By
like,
all evidence, exactly. They are.
But, like, police officers are just like, oh, I don't like the government either. I'm like, hello, look in the mirror, dummy.
The average bureaucrat doesn't get a parade when they die. This but is the how law enforcers do.
This sure is how do. It is with firefighters, too. That they tend to be the conservative types, but man, oh man, they love that the firefighter union.
All right, we'll come back with more here. 855 450 free. We're just getting started on this cop and why he doesn't care about people anymore. This is Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,230.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,275.35, $637.67 for a half ounce, or $318.84 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,275.35, $637.67, and $318.84.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And tis the season to get some gifts. Mark, what's a recommended gift?
I'm recommending In Freedom's Cause. It is audio theater. The best audio theater I think I've ever listened to, but certainly in some time. It's amazing stuff. It's got its own score that was produced for it. That's amazing. It's that you can get this this audio, which is movie level production with top level actors and actresses like Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, James Cosmo from Braveheart, all collected together in this pro liberty history lesson, because it's William Wallace, Robert the Bruce, their story, and the struggle for freedom and independence in Scotland. And I think your family's going to love it. There's a lot of parallels between the struggle for liberty in Scotland and here the Revolutionary War in the United States. So, and by the way, there's a study guide, too. Now, you don't have to study it. As a matter of fact, we didn't do that at my house. We listened to it, and Jack was enthralled in it. My wife really enjoyed it, too. This isn't just for male kids. It's the strong female characters in this also. InFreedomsCause.com. There's a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. Use coupon code FTL. That's FTLs in Free Talk Live. Get the family four-pack of CDs at half price. Go there. Get the family four-pack. Half price, coupon code FTL, infreedomscause.com.
We're going to get back into this cop over at nycfirewire.com who is speaking out as to why it is he doesn't care anymore about other people. We'll explain from his own words in moments. But first, Nathan is on in Texas via Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Evening, everyone.
Hey there.
Mark and Cantwell said some interesting comments earlier. Cantwell suggested that people were not smart and evil, and Mark said that they were not smart and good. Is that kind of roughly what happened?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it made me, it reminded me of the Socratic virtue, or the Socratic saying that ignorance is the same as a lack of knowledge, and therefore virtue is something that can be taught. And this line of reasoning appears in a dialogue. It's a short narrative where Socrates debates with someone, and I think this one's called Protagoras. And in it, Socrates basically suggests that one of the qualities of virtue is avoiding pain and gaining pleasure, and that since this is something that can be taught, therefore, virtue is a form of knowledge. And I was curious what you guys thought of that.
Well, for me anyway, I mean, a large part of my calling people stupid is that they actually just, they are physically lacking the power of the mental organ, that their brains, it doesn't matter what you teach them, that they are not going to be smart. That said, you could teach them to be good. So that, you know, there's a potential for all people to be good or bad. I don't believe that people are inherently evil, but they have this tendency, and a lot of that is, you know, the result of the state, but the state is also the result of that. So,
do you think people are inherently good by birth and then they become evil?
I don't believe that they are inherently either. That, mm-hmm. that basically
the
all
blank
of,
slate.
Yeah, that people, you know, you have choices that you make in this world, and you are born into this world with some choices made for you by your parents and stuff like that. But over the course of time, you will get to make millions and millions and millions of decisions, and those will be what equates to you being a good person or a terrible quality human being.
Well, sure, and I kind of tend to think that a lot of bad things in the world come from bad ideas. So in the sense that people are ignorant of good ideas, then I agree with the claim that virtue can be taught. But I do have one problem with it, though, which is that it seems like you were saying, like, some people, I don't know if they're stupid or how you would say it, but some people, it seems like no matter what kind of logic or evidence you bring up to them, I think the previous caller, Zach, had some friends who were kind of like this. like they're impervious to logic, and are they being willfully ignorant, or are they just you know, have the state blinders on? They just can't see past.
Well,
you know,
I think confirmation bias. I think confirmation bias and cognitive dissonance. Well, the confirmation bias that somehow eclipses cognitive dissonance, but these phenomenons that surround these things, I think that's just very human. You don't have to be stupid to. You know, just not see what's directly in front of your face, but if presented over and over again and you get it, like at some point or another, you're just digging your heels in to, you know, to stay on one team's side. I do think that virtue is something that can be learned as it's described, and I think that, but that doesn't, to me, indicate intelligence. It simply indicates the ability to learn, you know, how to get by.
Yeah, I, In the case of somebody who is, look, for a long time, I was like a Fox News zombie, okay? So, like, I thought, you know, Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly were really great people, right? And so, but there were times when I'd get into arguments with people about wars and stuff like that where I knew, I absolutely knew that I was just repeating a position that didn't have any basis in reality, and I was just standing up for my team. That's bad, okay? I'm doing a bad thing. I know I'm doing a bad thing, and I'm doing it anyway. And comes a point when anybody is arguing in favor of the state, there comes a point where they're doing that. And at that point, they go from, it's not a simple matter of, hey, I'm unaware and acting in an unaware fashion. Now I'm doing something bad. Now I'm advocating violence. I'm doing terrible things to my fellow man. Because I just want to do it.
Thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Evan is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Evan.
Hello?
Hi, Evan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Two questions. What happened to Julia?
She is not on the show anymore. A number of our co-hosts, you know, sort of move on in life.
Yeah, I just didn't know, like, it was...
She lives in Keene. Okay. With her boyfriend.
She's still in New Hampshire. Okay, I thought she left.
She lives.
She just doesn't like Ian anymore.
We're still friends on Facebook.
Well,
she's a critic.
Friends.
Let's just say that. She's very critical of a lot of the things that I do. But that's not the reason why she's off the... I didn't kick her off the show.
No, that is not true. That is absolutely true. Ian, you know, Ian would love to have somebody who disagrees with him on this show on a regular basis.
She left on her own volition, so there you go.
Oh, okay, because at one time, I thought there was a thing between you, but, you know, I understand.
Oh, yeah. We were together for a while.
Twice.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
Okay.
Was that all? Did you have anything else?
No. Next question is, so, like, it's sort of related to, like, female relationships in general. There's a girl that I'm kind of into, and I'm trying to figure out if she's, like, into me. I asked her out a couple of times. She went out once with me, and then... She's been, like, sort of, like, wishy-washy since then. And
probably a bad sign.
And then I gave up on it. And then one of our mutual friends just came up to me, like, hey, she's actually really into you. You have to, like, keep asking her out. And I'm like, but I've already asked a few times. So I'm just confused, and I don't want to waste my time because I feel like I'm kind of, like...
If you're still interested, I would say it was worth the trouble to throw your friend under the bus and say, hey, Julie said that you'd still be interested in, you know, like, I like you. I'd like to go out with you. Julie said you'd still be... She came up to me and said you'd still be interested, so...
Is that true?
Is that so? You want to go out?
I disagree with him. I think...
You disagree with us? Or Mark?
With Mark.
Right, hang on. We'll get to that. Evan, hang on. We'll continue the discussion here in moments. 855-450 free relationship advice. We do that too here on Free Talk Live. Anything you want to discuss, 855-450 free. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity for the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. 855-453. If we get the chance, we'll continue with the lieutenant with the Wisconsin Police Department in DeForest speaking out about why he is not caring about people anymore. His fellow man, he says he doesn't care, and he'll explain why. We're going to get back into that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
Cantwell
and Mark. Don't forget to join Christopher Cantwell on his blog over at ChristopherCantwell.com. Chris, what's fresh over there?
What's fresh? Well, I just published a list of 8 online dating tips just for the ladies.
Oh, we're actually talking about relationships right now.
And that's why I felt compelled to chime in with the gentleman, because I am I'm something of the relationship expert, as you might imagine.
You have juggled multiple women at one time, which is a very impressive task.
Yeah, I'm a juggler of femininity and all
I'd
sorts
say
of...
pretty much any woman could do that if she wanted. Like juggle guys, you know, have as many as she wants.
Yeah, I didn't say a woman couldn't do that.
Just saying.
I just said that was impressive.
They can do it, you know, but...
I wouldn't want to do it. It would be way too much
but
work.
But you know what? A lot of these... No. That's not actually true. Because the truth of the matter is, what I realized in the course of especially online dating, but dating in general, is that women are just as clueless about this stuff as we are, okay? Mm-hmm. And that was sort of the premise of the thing. So, like, I'm on the dating sites, and it's like, it's as if these women have no idea how to attract a man, which is probably why they're doing the online dating thing in the first place, because, you know, if they had a freaking clue, they'd be, you know, getting picked up in bars or whatever, right? But, you know, they're online and they're, you know, they've got, you know, it's their profile picture is just a picture of their kid. And I'm like, I don't want to date your daughter, stupid. I'm looking for you. What are you doing? So I wrote some tips for them. I wrote about some concerns that I had. I've been experimenting with nootropics, took a bunch of stimulants in the process. And some of these things are dangerous drugs that you have to be really careful with. And I'm guinea pigging myself just for you folks at home. So
the
check it out.
You do for the audience.
Christopher Cantwell. .com. I put my sex organs and my cardiovascular and brain systems on the line just for you, and I get paid very poorly for it. So donate some money, will you?
The link is over at ChristopherCampbell.com if you want to donate, throw something his way for all of the efforts. Let's go back to Evan though. He says he went on a date with a girl. And then he tried to go on a further date with a girl, and she was just kind of beating around the bush, not really committing to going on that second date. To me, that sounds like she's not interested. But then you said there was a mutual friend who came to you and said, Evan, this girl, she actually really likes you. You've got to ask her out again. And, Chris, you were saying don't do it. Can you expound
well,
on that?
Well, what Mark had suggested was that you go to the girl and you say, hey, the other one told me XYZ, right? And I said, well, don't do that because to me, okay, listen, in my opinion, what women want from a man is a guy who's going to, like, take charge of a situation, okay? And if you go to her and you say, hey, I'm coming to you because so-and-so instructed me to, you're going to look weak. And I don't think that that's a good thing to do in a relationship with a woman. You want to be, like, the dominant, you want to be alpha male, okay?
What should he do then?
So he should, if he wants to see this girl again, he should try one more time to just go and say, hey, would you like to come and do this thing with me? And make sure it's a good thing.
Specific, I mean,
make
sure not like a movie or something
lame
like that.
Yeah, don't ask her to go to a movie. Find a live comedy show or a concert or something cool, okay? And tell her, hey, I've got tickets for this. Do you want to come? And if she says no, then don't do it again. Don't let her screw around with you. If she finds out that she can push you around, then you don't want to be in a relationship with her because she'll do it until you're off in some miserable state and wanting to move to New Hampshire and you say, I can't because my wife won't let me.
That sounds like a pretty good, I think that's good advice.
I like comedy shows because people react in certain situations differently. So if your endorphins are going, you're happy, you're more likely to bond with the person you're with.
Make a woman laugh, you can make a woman do anything.
All right. So, Evan, what do you think about that advice?
I think it's good advice. I think just to just be upfront about things. I honestly, this girl, I was into her a year ago, but I assumed she was out of my league. And then she sort of approached me to go to this thing. And then I thought I took that as an invite for us to, like, go out more formally. And it just seems like there's some hesitation there, or like she'll agree to go and then back out last minute.
So she asked you to go out on some sort of a date?
Initially, yeah, because I wrote her off a long time ago. Cause I was
so
like,
the one date you've been on was actually initiated by her?
I guess. Like,
interesting.
Her thing.
No woman is out of your league, okay? If you show confidence, if you walk into the situation and take control, you might fail with some women, don't get me wrong, but nobody's out of your league. You just have to step up and do it.
Evan, thanks for
the call, man. I agree with that statement.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and I do I do sort of agree that generally some women do not like a man that's in control. But
and I don't want those women, and neither does he, trust me.
But I don't think that there's a difference between sort of being bold and being a jerk, right? And so you gotta find that line and be bold. I'm not calling you a jerk. I'm just you gotta find the line.
You can call me an a-hole if you want. It's on the headline of the website.
But I'm just, well, not in this instance. In this instance, I am not calling you a jerk. I'm simply saying that being bold probably has value. I'd say that that's true for women, too, that if you go out and you ask for what you want and ask for what you're interested in, you're more likely to get it.
It's true. Let's go to Greg. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I wanted to... So the other day I called in and I wanted to talk about something else, but I wanted to talk about, like, wealth redistribution.
Okay, go for it.
So, like you guys, I'm a libertarian, but I'm a civil libertarian. And when it comes to something other than civil liberties, when it comes to, like, economic liberties, I don't see it quite the same way. So I care about people's actual freedom. I care about them having actual, like, freedom to choose between different options. Like, let's say you're at work and you are stuck in a dead-end job, but you can't afford to go to school to re-educate yourself. I see that as a lack of freedom. I don't see that as, like, yay, other people are free. They don't have to subsidize your...
Right, and you're willing to use force against other people to give that person the money that they want to go to college, which, of course, is not a libertarian position at all. So just to clarify, you're not actually a libertarian. You only take some libertarian positions on some social issues.
Well, what I think he described himself as was like a civil libertarian, yeah. Right? So like this,
we call them liberals.
Yeah, leftists, right? So, I mean, you know, fine. So like you're like a Green Party liberal type of guy. And, okay, you know, let's just pretend that that's not a horrible thing that makes you an evil person. Let's pretend that for a second. So the idea being...
Well, let him... He's got a proposal in here. Don't go off on the whole...
It's just... Okay, go ahead, Greg.
Okay, sure. So, look, I mean, I just don't subscribe to the idea that capitalism as a system is inherently the system that, you know, maximizes freedom.
I don't either. I don't subscribe to that either. I don't take any position on an economic system of organization. My only position is I don't want people to use force, aggressive force on other peaceful people. I don't care if a bunch of people want to be communists and have their own farm and, you know, grow stuff together. As long as they all agree and they're consensual, maybe they can do a better job of it than somebody calling themselves a capitalist. I don't know. I'm not going to, you know, place any bets on that particular thing. But as long as everybody's being peaceful with one another, then I'm fine with it. You can organize yourself however you want. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm with you there. I think people, I don't want people to exert force on one another, but I just...
Well, yes, you do, because you were advocating for wealth redistribution, which can only be done by force, typically.
Well, hold on. I don't say that I want force to be used. I'm saying that as I look around the world, people organize different systems, there's always force. You can't get rid of the force. I would like to get rid of it, but you can't get rid of it even if you have laissez-faire capitalism. Then the force simply gets shifted to enforcing property rights and other things, which are also enforced.
There's a difference between using defensive force and aggressive force. And
no, there's not, Ian. You're sinking to their level. Don't you remember the earlier segment?
When you are... Well, again, there's justification for defending yourself.
Oh, there's always a justification. I'm sorry.
And you know, in the case of being up against individuals, then nobody's going to look askance at that. They're not going to think that that's a bad thing, whereas if you're up against the police, then people have different opinions that make it impractical.
Well, I'm gonna respond to
so
that.
Hang on, Greg. Yeah. We'll bring you back here in a moment. So, if you're using aggressive force to take from others in order to take things from others and then distribute that to people you think are worthy, you know, because they want to go to school or whatever the reasoning might be, healthcare, etc., we're coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream Back Pain Cream at Walgreens.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If we get the chance, I'd like to continue this story, but if we don't, we'll post it for you to examine for yourself. The story by Lieutenant Daniel Furseth from DeForest, Wisconsin's police department, where he's saying he no longer cares about his fellow man. We will continue that when we get the chance. But we've actually got Greg on the line here, and we're going to continue with the discussion with him where he's talking about wealth redistribution, and I want to get more of what he has to say about that. But also want to invite you to support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live.
Contribute some wealth towards us.
Amplifier. This is a voluntary choice. We would never consider forcing you to do this. But if you value what we're doing on Free Talk Live, if you like the ideas of freedom being discussed on the radio and on satellite all around the globe and around the country in the United States, then you can help us out. We can get on more radio stations. We've got 159 or so stations right now. We can have more than that. We can have 300, 400, 500. It's all possible, but it takes money. It takes marketing to get our show in front of program directors around the country so they can, you know, pull the trigger and put us on the air. So that takes money. $5 a month is all we're asking from you. You can get perks like access to the Amp Only Facebook group, the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, and more. Go and get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com.
And you should definitely do that, because the more people we get in front of, like the guy Zach earlier said he was about to become a police officer, and he said that Free Talk Live saved his life. He'd stopped him from doing it. So, you know, Free Talk Live, at least in that case, saved hundreds of people from tickets and beatings and arrests and that sort of thing. So,
well, they probably found somebody to take the job anyways.
Yeah, they probably did. But, you know, hey, one at a time.
We got Alan,
what's his name, to quit being a keen parking enforcer. We got this, you know, Zach.
I don't know if we can chalk Free Talk Live up for that one, but that was the Robin Hooders in Keene.
But
you can say, if the guy said we saved his life, then we can say we've saved his life, which means that your $5 a month could save someone's life.
And this program is part of the reason Bitcoin's at $350 a pop right now. So, you know, if you got in earlier than that and you made a bunch of money, you know, hook us up, man.
Amp.freetalklive.com. And if you've got some Bitcoin you want to throw towards Free Talk Live, just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Greg. Greg, you had something that you wanted to continue on with your discussion about wealth redistribution, because you're saying that if somebody, for instance, is in a workaday job and they want to go to school but they can't afford it, that means they're not free.
Right. And again, I'm basically just telling you my own views. Of course, you know, other people have different views. I'm just telling you what I believe.
And I sort of sympathize with him here. Right before we went to break, what he said is, hey, I look around the world and it's always force, right? And he said, well, it's, you know, we could use the force to redistribute the wealth, or we could use it to enforce property rights. And he's not wrong there. And this is, you know, part of why I get into arguments with people about use of force all the time, because people try to sort of like look over that part of it, right? That, like, look, if we're talking about laissez-faire society, that, you know, hey, there's no initiatory force, well, then the force is just applied when somebody crosses a certain line. And we're just talking about the conversation that we're having with the gentleman here is just, when is violence appropriate? I think that that's fair enough to say, right?
Yeah, I think I agree the most with what you just said right now. Listen, you can't get rid of the force, at least I've never seen it gotten rid of. And it's more about what system do you set up, right? In the laissez-faire system, you declare certain things as property right violations, or other things that basically label your use of force as defensive. But, you know, the guy might not believe in that conception. Well, it's too bad for him. Then he should move to another society. That sounds a lot like laws. That sounds a lot like setting up a society. And I think a conversation should be about how can you set up a society to maximize people's actual freedom from harm and freedom to, you know, to have as many options as they can.
I think that that's a great idea. And since you described yourself as a civil libertarian, how about I pitch this to you? Okay.
Sure.
How about right after the government stops murdering and caging innocent and peaceful people, then we'll let them tax our money and redistribute wealth and stuff. How's that sound?
Sure, I guess. Why not?
Okay, that's never going to happen.
Right, well, that's really sort of the conundrum that it comes out with the state. The state, there has to be one that's on top. Right now, I would claim that Washington, D.C. essentially sort of claims to rule the world. Yeah, there's places like Holland and Belgium and places like that where you can get this more egalitarian society. But none of those pretend to rule the world. And the problem is that when you justify the government taking something, you justify the government taking everything. And the government will take everything. They'll take your life. And this is where I sort of get into the problem is I'm against the state as a concept because they claim the monopoly privilege on the use of violence. I wish to distribute it.
Okay. Well, I think the problem here is that we have three different conversations going. On the one hand, there's a conversation about outcomes. And we could have, that's the conversation I called in about, which is, like, if you redistribute wealth, what amount of redistribution maximizes freedom? Is it zero? Is it, there's diminishing returns, obviously, but is it zero? And my contention is no, it's not zero. There's a second conversation with is like, okay, well, it's force. How do you get the money? That's a whole separate conversation. And a third conversation here you're saying is that the United States is going around the world and, you know, doing a lot of, things, violating
well,
other.
Not just the U.S. In the absence of the Washington, D.C.'s, I think that there's, you know, in today's culture, there's going to be a superpower. If a state exists, there'll be a super state. And that, therefore, when you justify the, you know, one state taking one penny from one person, you have justified the super state with dropping a bomb on the whole planet and wiping out humanity. Because they can, because they have the monopoly privilege on the use of violence.
I guess that's where you lose me. Because, like, there's completely two different conversations here. You see it as all facets of the same thing.
If I say, you give me a dollar or I'll shoot you, or I'll put you in jail, and if you don't want to go to jail, I'll shoot you, then I can say, you give me $1 million, or I'll put you in jail and shoot you. And if you can't do that...
It's different when the dollars themselves are fiction invented by the state itself, right? I mean,
fine. You give me a gram of gold, or you give me 1 million grams of gold. It doesn't really matter. Because it's a claim of a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given geographic area.
The question is what the money represents here. So the question is, so, you know, money, whether it's gold or dollars or bitcoins or anything else, I mean, it's a representation of human labor. I mean, it's a representation of the value that one inputs into the society. So if you're taking away money, what you're doing is you're taking away labor. And we generally tend to think of forcing a person into labor as slavery.
No, I agree. I mean, look, if we're talking about labor, because there's a lot to unpack in the other stuff. But if we're talking about human labor, set aside the question of the United States going all empire on the whole world, okay, or the USSR or Russia or the Nazis.
Or all these other histories of governments who have done exactly what you're proposing and all the terrible things that happened. Okay.
Well, so set aside imperialism and just talk about what system, forget state. Let's talk about cities. I don't care. Talk about neighborhoods, okay?
Let's talk about New York City. You want to talk about New York City and all the wonderful things that are happening in the case of, like, Garrett Garner in Staten Island getting strangled on the streets because he didn't pay his taxes?
Of course, I live in New York City, and I'm against that as a civil libertarian. Of course.
Okay.
But I mean,
he didn't pay his taxes. What did you think was going to happen?
Let's be serious for
how many
guys.
People
I'm
are
being
you
serious?
Willing to,
how many
your guy got strangled on the street for not paying taxes
right.
And you want taxes.
Right. That's exactly the situation. My question for you, Greg, is how many people are you willing to see killed or imprisoned, because there's two categories of what'll happen to people if they don't pay the tax. How many people are you willing to see killed or imprisoned for whatever percentage you decide on? Because, again, your first issue was, well, what should the percentage be? Not zero, you say, but you don't think it should be too high. And then the second issue was, you know, the question about, you know, addressing the other thing. So what should the percentage be, and how many people are you willing to kill to see that happen?
Well, I can answer that, but there's two. If we have two conversations at once, one about outcomes and one about the morality of taxes.
I'm just asking you how many people you're willing to see. The outcome is a big dead black man on the street of New York. That's what the outcome is, Greg. Cantwell laid it out as clear as day. The man refused to pay his taxes, and he refused to go to jail. The cops killed him.
Hundreds of videos of police killing unarmed people, not just for taxes. The taxes were not the main problem here. It's the police not wearing body cameras, not being accountable.
No, the problem is the body camera wouldn't have stopped this cop from killing the guy. He already knew he was on camera.
Right. There was a videotape of it played before a grand jury who let him go because his whole entire purpose in this world is to use violence against people who disobey the edicts of politicians.
Right. You've already embraced the use of violence to enforce your system. I'm just asking how many people you're willing to kill and harm and put in prison to make sure it works.
Okay, there's so many conversations going here. I'm going to just ask one question.
No, I've asked you a question. I've asked you a question, and it's a very simple question.
The question is?
How many people are you willing to kill or imprison in order to ensure your system works?
I hope, personally, not to kill a single person. Systems.
How about imprisoning them? How about imprisoning them?
In capitalism, you would also imprison people, sadly.
I'm asking you how many people are you willing to imprison? I don't need to imprison people to leave them alone, okay? If somebody violates someone else's rights, then there's an argument for imprisoning someone who's dangerous. You would be imprisoning people who don't pay taxes.
No,
so how many are you willing to do?
That's
how many lives are you willing to destroy?
That's not the tax system that America has. It has a progressive.
You must be ignoring what happened to Eric Garner because he didn't pay the tax and he got killed. And if he didn't get killed, he would have been put in prison. Thanks. See you tomorrow.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.